I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Just about anything Oprah features on her show finds a fan base. Now Oprah Winfrey is using her influence in the realm of presidential politics. She held a star-studded fundraiser for Senator Barack Obama at her 42-acre California estate this past Saturday. The event raised a reported $3 million for Obama's campaign, and though the press was kept away and cameras were banned, News and Notes has found an inside source. Voltaire Rico Sterling is an actor living in Los Angeles, and he attended the fundraiser. He's joining me now to talk about it. Voltaire, thanks for coming in.
Farai, thanks for having me.
So, these invitations were scarce. How did you even get in?
Sure. Well, I attended Harvard Law School for graduate school, and Hill Harper is one of my friends, and he's a mentor of mine. He's a really good friend of Barack Obama's from when they were at Harvard Law School together, and he invited me as one of his guests. I mean, I had to pay my brother, Lewis Sterling. He's in private equity in New York. He paid for my ticket, but I went through Hill Harper's list.
You had to pay basically the maximum private contribution. How much was that?
$2,300.
All right. So was it worth every dime?
Well worth it. And I think the sentiment of everyone who attended was that it was well worth it. I mean, it was a star-studded occasion. It was a historic event, really. I mean, you had a billionaire presenting, an event for someone that she really trusts and believes in. And one thing that Oprah Winfrey mentioned is that she's never, ever extended in her life, herself in this way behind any political candidate, because she felt that there'd never been anyone to engage her in the way that Barack Obama has. But she said that she felt that this was the time. And I think that everyone who was there felt that it was well worth the money.
So paint us a picture of what her house is like. I have to admit, I'm curious.
Yeah, well, it honestly was beyond my wildest dreams. We, first of all, parked at a place called the Earl Warren Showgrounds. And we drove about 3 miles via, Greyhound bus to the location of the event. It was about a mile drive from the highway even. When you got there, the gates opened, and there's a sprawling estate. I mean, replete with a pond and this beautiful fountain from the pond. And you look up, and sort of maybe about a half mile up the way from the meadow where the stage was set up and the chairs and everything were, was this, just beautiful mansion. I heard that we actually only saw, a very small part of the estate, that there were two other homes on the property. And just, it was beautiful. I mean, in a word, just amazing.
What was your favorite moment, personally?
My favorite moment, honestly, was I had heard that Oprah Winfrey called her estate the Promised Land. When she first started speaking, she thanked all of us for coming, and she said that, she was excited to have us, that this is, where she spends her private life with Stephen Graham, and that she, would normally not have these strangers here, but she felt that Barack Obama was worth it, and that, she wanted to have the support in the way that she did for Barack Obama. And she said that she calls it the Promised Land because she feels that she's been blessed with the opportunity to live the dream that Dr. King envisioned. And it just, at that moment, I looked around and I saw just a sea of people who were diverse, in age, ethnicity, and just in gender. And it really hit home. I mean, I think that it was so true that Dr. King, if he were alive today, would be very proud.
Your friend Hill Harper, of course, a great actor and also someone who's done a lot of work with young men, a celebrity himself. What other celebrities did you see? How were they featured? Were they all guests? Were they performers?
Well, Stevie Wonder was the featured performer. He was a surprise guest. Everyone was ecstatic. He's someone who's timeless and sort of the way that his music touches people of all different ages and ethnicities and genders. And so he was the featured guest. But Hill Harper was there. Chris Rock was there. Holly Robinson Peete and her husband, Liev Schreiber. I also saw Sidney Poitier. Cicely Tyson was in attendance. It was just an amazing event. Nia Long was there. Jamie Foxx. It's just honestly star-studded and well attended. I mean, and by all of Hollywood, it seemed.
I heard there was a massive traffic jam to even get in.
There was. I mean, there's an exit off the 101 freeway called Las Positas Road. And the traffic jam was actually where you were getting off the freeway to park your car at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. It took maybe about, from the time that we got off the freeway, maybe 20 to 25 minutes just to get into the parking lot.
Now, there were some distinctions between donors, weren't there? Different areas for donors of different levels. What was the situation with that?
Actually, it's interesting. That was something that surprised me about the event, Farai. I thought that there were going to be, sort of maybe sections that would be, cordoned off depending on how much money you donated to the event. It actually was not that way. There were the most I think that you can give in any sort of stage of the political process in the campaign at the primary stage or, the general election is $2,300. But what you can do is, what Hill Harper, for instance, has done and raise money, via your friends and then contribute to the campaign and submit a list. So she did, I think, have a private reception at her home for people like Hill Harper and other celebrities who had done that. But the vast majority of the event, when it was open, I mean, I could go up at any time and speak to, Babyface was there, for instance, say hello to him. And I spoke to Barack Obama and to Oprah Winfrey, and Eric Benet was there, and they were all accessible. I mean, they were, Many of them were up at her house for the private reception before, and I think she had a dinner afterward. But, I mean, for the vast majority of the actual event, which is what we expected to go for, there wasn't any sort of, you know, section that was just for celebrities. And so I felt really welcome.
There has been a lot of talk about where black political money is going. You have Magic Johnson supporting Hillary Clinton. And a lot, I think, in great part because Barack Obama is in the race, there has been a lot of attention to not just celebrity money, but where other people of means or even people of modest means are donating. What was the sense that you got being in that room of how African Americans are inserting ourselves into the political process?
Right. Well, you know, I think that Oprah Winfrey, I mean, she has such influence. I think for someone, well, actually, I was sitting next to, to give you this example, I was sitting next to an older white woman at the event, and she turned around and she said that she went up to Oprah and she said, look, I, you know, really trust your instincts, and anything that you have supported in the past has been really great. And, you know, it was interesting to me to hear her say that because, you know, as a black man, I'm in the country. And one of the reasons that I've decided to put my support behind Barack Obama is I grew up in his state senatorial district in Chicago and worked on his campaign when he was running for U.S. Senate, and then also have done some work, you know, in his presidential run. But I think that in talking to her, I said, wow, you know, this is interesting to have this coming from an older white woman. I think then I started to really reflect on, you know, the black Americans who I know and sort of what we're doing behind the campaign. And I think that, you know, I don't know if I could really put my finger on why there is a division and sort of if some people have decided to support Hillary Clinton because they, you know, feel really adamant, sort of supportive about what she can do in a way that Barack can. I think that the dollars maybe have started to come sort of, you know, to him because we realize that he represents a change that, and Oprah touched on this. She said, you know, he represents the change in the political process that we haven't seen. It's not enough to just change the player, but you have to change the game. And his experience is one of, you know, having grown up internationally and having had all of these experiences that would help him to be a diplomat in the world and sort of change the way that the United States is perceived.
Finally, do you think there's any downside to someone like Oprah? You know, she had President Bush on. She had candidates of different political persuasions on her show before. She is in, you know, completely in this race for Senator Obama. Could that provoke, you think, a backlash?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, you know, I think that she mentioned that she had candidates on her show before, but she's never in this way. She actually at the event said, I, you know, cast my vote for Barack Obama officially, and she says, you know, that I will do it officially at the polls. I'm casting it now, but I'll do it officially at the polls. And I think he's such a qualified candidate. It's not that just that he's a, you know, black man and he has a viable shot at the presidency, but just by all accounts, he's, you know, qualified to run the country. The one thing I think that people may say is that he doesn't have the experience, but he actually does. I think that, you know, he's lived abroad. He's, you know, experiences with people from all over the world. And I think that that's something that's going to, you know, allow him to be a great leader of our country. And so I think that, you know, I don't see any backlash, honestly, because the worst that can happen is that he's elected. And I think that's the best that can happen, you know, to our country at this moment. He touched on a couple of things that he touched on in his speech, I think, that really kind of got, you know, the crowd excited was the fact that, you know, we're at this moment where we have this disastrous war sort of with no end in sight. And things that he'd be focused on when he comes in office is getting us out of, you know, Iraq with a plan and also diplomacy instead of sort of just going on this rogue mission. So I don't think that there'd be a backlash at all.
All right. Well, Voltaire, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Voltaire Rico Sterling is a Los Angeles-based actor who appears in the upcoming film The Great Debaters, directed by Denzel Washington. And Sterling spoke with us from our NPR West studios.